In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we end today our Chair of Unity octave, and it ends to the Feast of Conversion of Saint Paul. The long epistle, which you just heard, tells about his miraculous story. And one great thing which conversion of Saint Paul teaches us is the virtue of patience. Before he became a great apostle, Saint Paul did many evil things. Most of all, he persecuted Christians. He got from the high priests the permission to search and imprison every Catholic which he could found. But when he was on his road and way to Damascus, then Jesus himself appeared to him. He spoke to him these touching words, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" Before he was known Saint Paul, Saint Paul was named Saul in honor of the first king of Israel. And hearing these words, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" The former proud heart of this man, it was melted, and it became a heart of gold, the one which wanted to love and follow our Lord wherever he went. Saint Paul was led to Damascus and was baptized there, and there he became a great preacher of truth. And from a persecutor of Catholics, he now became a Catholic himself, who in turn was now himself persecuted. We see in his life and in his conversion the great amount of patience which God has towards us. So many times we want to follow our own desires. We want to follow and do what gives pleasure to us. We want to do our own will instead the will of God. And most of all, we so often fall into sins. Hopefully, most of the time, little sins. But many people, they fall even into very big sins and think nothing about God, but only themselves. This kind of a man full of false zeal and pride was Saint Paul before his conversion. But God showed the great mercy which he has in store for every single man. Instead of killing him on the spot and making him suffer eternally because of his crimes, God Almighty had patience and mercy towards Saint Paul. His mercy prevailed, and Saint Paul was converted and became a great Catholic himself. And when we think how oftentimes we ourselves have been broken against God, we should think that every single day God gives us new amount of mercy. Every single day is a new calling to conversion, to abandon our selfishness, our sins, and start to follow God Almighty. And for Saint Paul, even though he lost all the good things which he had before his conversion, he now got something better. He got the guarantee that God would remember him at the time of his death, and he truly did. Saint Paul became a glorious martyr and a great teacher of the Catholic Church. So we should pray for all the people in the world who are in the state of sin and who are in desperate need of a conversion, that God would show to them mercy as well, that he would not destroy them, but instead call them to faith and call them to life. When we have trouble of doing good to some other people whom we maybe don't like, or we would rather see suffering, let us remember how great and patient God was with Saint Paul, and let us remember how great and patient he is for every single one of us. All of us truly deserve punishment for our sins, but if we abandon our sin and if we start to think and pray, what is the will of God, then God can make great saints and teachers out of us as well. We can follow him wherever he wants us to go, and we can also become great teachers, if not with our words or with our sermons, at least by our example. The hardest and the most certain way in the world is the will of a God. Oftentimes sin seems like an easy choice, but it really leads into destruction. God calls every single man to do penance and follow him, and it is us Catholics who have chosen this good path, who have chosen to follow him wherever he wants, and it is us Catholics who have been called also to pray for all in need of conversion, and that God would show them his mercy. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.